here at the 2019 Northwest Credit Union Association's MAX convention in Spokane, Washington. And I am here with Mr. Scott Butterfield and Marnie Franklin from Your Credit Union Partners. How are you guys doing?
Great. Well, thanks for carving us in.
Mm-hmm. My pleasure.
Marnie and I are here to talk about a new program that our companies just rolled out recently called See You Impossible.
See You Impossible. Let's hear about it.
And it's a group of credit union partners, that loves to collaborate together. One is Uncommon, mm-hmm. which is a website development company that Marnie is CEO of.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Your credit union partner, also Your Marketing Company,
mm-hmm.
out of Greenville, South Carolina. And also Leverage, and they're a marketing firm, and they really specialize in mid-size and smaller credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
And then Leverage Point, which is a PR firm out of New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And so we decided, let's come together and do something for small credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
We work with a lot of clients that are smaller credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a great job, but just they lack capacity sometimes,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we thought, what if the four of our companies came together and had a national contest to pick a winner, a small credit union under $100 million,
mm-hmm.
that we would all pitch in for 1 year,
mm-hmm.
and provide our services for free to that credit union,
mm-hmm.
to give them capacity to grow.
Right on. All these companies there are from different places on the how did you guys come together like this? How did that happen?
We're lucky enough to have a great relationship already. Scott has been a partner. I was with Your Marketing Company previously,
oh.
and now I'm with Uncommon Marketing
okay.
Partners, and then Scott and you know your CU partner's been with us, and Leverage Point. So we have a lot of similar interests and a lot of clients that are kind of in common, and we just came together and thought, you know, this whole CU Impossible, it's not because we think it's impossible. It's based on the concept of Restaurant Impossible, the,
mm-hmm.
the show where you can kind of come in and make a huge impact.
Mm-hmm.
And so we found these credit unions that are, you know, under $100 million, like Scott mentioned, putting out fires and kind of getting so stuck in the day-to-day sometimes,
mm-hmm.
that it's hard to look long-term and
mm-hmm.
figure out what that next step looks like. So if we can come in kind of as industry experts or partners and really guide them through the next year, we feel like they could really make that next step.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just had a marketing person in from a credit union that was here locally. She's a one-person band.
Yeah.
She's a one-person department. And she looked tired. I didn't say tired. That's, I shouldn't say that. But she was like, any help that I can get,
yes.
I really appreciate, because I'm a one-person department, basically. So this looks like it would fit her bill quite nicely. And lots of credit unions out there have the same situation. So you guys are onto something, it sounds like.
Well, the response so far, we just announced it last week, but we've got trade associations that are pushing it out to their members. We've got our own clients and credit union friends that are telling their friends. And so a lot of excitement right now.
Mm-hmm.
Applications will start accepting. People can download the application now and get started on it,
mm-hmm.
if they go to CUimpossible.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then the deadline will be, I think it's December 6th
mm-hmm.
through January.
December 6th will be the deadline for submission, and then there'll be some finalists, and we'll,
we'll
talk to them. And we want, you know, so you have to get the credit union CEO, and we want the board to sign off too, saying, you know, we really are interested in taking this advice and taking these steps,
yeah.
because it's easy, I think, in the credit union to say, you know, we need to make some changes, but sometimes we have struggled with,
mm-hmm.
you know, whether the board communication or whatever it may be, and we want to make sure everyone's bought in,
mm-hmm.
on board, and
mm-hmm.
understands it's a commitment on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make this commitment to these credit unions,
right.
but we need the credit union to kind of commit to the things we do too,
because
it's a pain point for some to change the way things have been done.
Oh, of course. Yeah, change is hard sometimes.
Oh,
especially when you're a smaller shop, and change is literally really hard to do. But
yeah.
when you bring in folks like you, say, hey, it makes that transition a lot easier, I would think.
Well, and it's exciting for us because some of the smaller credit unions we work with are among the fastest growing, most profitable small credit unions. They are innovating, they're trying new things, they're stepping out of their comfort zone, they're working with marketing companies. They'll say, okay, we would never have thought of that, but well, let's try it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's working.
Yeah.
When I work with them on their strategic plan, they're willing to talk about uncomfortable things.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get to see them, you know, as we look at their call report, and it's doing fantastic. They're way ahead of their asset peers. When we get to see awards that they get, recognitions they get from their trade associations, or grants that
mm-hmm.
we write
mm-hmm.
that help that they get,
mm-hmm.
we know that more credit unions can do it. Mm-hmm. It just, if we can be a catalyst to help get them out of that comfort zone,
right,
and give them some resources and capacity, we've seen what it can do. Big things.
My next question is, what is the I know the answer, but I want to get it from you guys, the significance of this for smaller credit unions. What does it mean to them? Where can they take this?
I mean, I think it really could be a turning point for a credit union that doesn't necessarily know where to go mm-hmm. next. You know, we hear all the time about credit unions that are merging, and, you know, some feel like that might be their way out, and there's credit unions that, you know, maybe that's the answer for, but there's a lot that it's not, and they just don't know what that step is. Mm-hmm. So we really wanted to make sure we had partners that gave a cohesive approach. Mm-hmm. So we're talking strategic planning from Scott and his team, and, you know, a business plan. Your marketing company is providing a strategic marketing plan for the year and executing it and providing all of that.
Oh,
you know,
that's huge.
We're giving them a new website, Leverage Points doing the PR. Yeah. So it's not one element. We're addressing it from a holistic approach to say, if you're ready to make a change, part and parcel, here we go.
Okay. All right. Next question is, what's the process? How does a credit union, I guess, apply or get in on the contest? And then where do you take it from here?
They can start by going to CUImpossible.com.
Okay.
And it's a beautiful, clear website.
And good job,
easy
Marty.
To read. Really good job. And answer to some questions. As Marty said, you need to go back and get board and CEO buy-in. And then we'll start accepting applications December 6th.
Okay.
We have a committee that we'll go through and review it. And then we'll make a final decision towards the end of January.
Okay.
And so that we're ready to start in 2020.
So they'll be winner?
Winner to start. We'll see how it goes.
Because I could see this catching on quite nicely for you guys.
Yeah.
And for them as well.
And we think it can make a big impact. And that's, you know, we're excited about that from a partnership standpoint, where we are, and because we're just all, we love the industry so much and we want it to really be impactful for them.
Good stuff. All right, guys. Anything else to add to wrap up?
Thanks for giving us a chance to share the message.
Oh, you're welcome. I think this is a really cool thing that you guys are doing for credit unions, and I hope it expands. I hope, you know, once the first one is over with in late January, that even more come from it. So good stuff. All right, guys.
Thank you.
Welcome. All right. Good job.
Thank you very much.
Good luck with it. We'll keep an eye on it. Let's have you back on when the winner.
Sure.
We would love that. Yes.
And we'll have the credit union on too.
Oh, yeah. Great idea.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. Take care.
There they are.
Thanks.
CU Impossible. Go check it out. Boom.